This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A tsunami has killed more than 280 and left well over 1,000 injured and many missing. It hit the Indonesian islands of Java and Sumatra after a volcanic eruption. Reuters' David Doyle has our report.
The grim task of victim identification is underway. That's after hundreds were killed in a tsunami believed to have been triggered by a volcanic eruption on Saturday. Hundreds of homes and other buildings have been destroyed or heavily damaged, burying people under rubble. Housewife Yuni was at home watching television when the tsunami hit, almost without warning. She heard a rumbling outside and thought it was the wind.
After I opened the door, water came in quickly and dragged me out.
That was at around 9:30 p.m. Half an hour earlier, Anak Krakatau, a volcano located halfway between Java and Sumatra, had erupted.
That is Reuters' David Doyle. An advanced UN truce monitoring team on the ground in the port of Hodeidah in Yemen keep watch on a ceasefire and deal from both sides to withdraw from the city. They agreed on a ceasefire that took effect last week. The UN says about 16 million people lack enough water, fresh water, that is, food, medicine, and the results, all of that, from the civil conflict. A coalition of unions in Sudan say that it plans to paralyze the government with the first of what it says will be indefinite strikes by professionals. Doctors, other hospital workers plan to stay off the job today and only deal with emergencies. Coalition urges all Sudanese to keep up their street protest against the government, triggered last week by shortages of food, fuel, and a sharp jump in the price of bread. This is VOA News. New records.